Hey, it's not too often we talk to this fella on a Monday. Normally he comes by Thursday mornings to share with us his entertainment insights. It is Andrew Powell. If you want the latest, best news from the Toronto International Film Festival, you have to check out Andrew's website, thegate.ca. At another time, when we have more time, we'll find out why the heck he calls it that. But right now, Andrew Powell, currently in and amongst the many people covering the Toronto International Film Festival, and quite a weekend for you, AP.
It was a busy weekend.
Are you starstruck? Are you a little stunned?
I was a little starstruck, at least at one point in time, yes.
And who was the star that struck you? And I don't mean that literally, because you didn't actually talk to Colin Farrell.
No, that was a lucky thing there. I shook hands and got to interview Hugh Hefner.
The king of Playboy.
Yes, although after shaking hands with him, I've been asked by my girlfriend and my mother if I washed my hands. I just had to put that out there. He was fantastic. Just a great guy, and his film, there's a film on him that's just great.
This is a movie that tells Hugh's story. I guess nuts and bolts, eh? This thing covers the good, the bad, and the beautiful.
I think it could have been a little deeper into maybe the negative aspect of Hugh Hefner and
okay.
Playboy.
Okay, so it's a little
certainly a very good film.
A little soft on Hugh, but you know what? I mean, he's as old as petrified rock, and him, and he's walking around with those two twins, and it's just it looks a little sick.
He's got twins and another girl. There are three girls on the red carpet with him. I think the film actually paints him. It reveals things about him that I don't think most people realize or maybe respect enough about him.
That he's actually gay?
I think he did a lot for social movements in the 60s, 70s, and actually equal rights in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, you know what? And I mean, some of the liberties, some of the freedoms, some of the free nature with which we talk a little more about. I mean, we're still way closed-minded compared to some European countries, but just the same, Hugh Hefner broke a lot of that open, especially in the States.
Well, he also is a very strong advocate for race rights.
Right.
He put a lot of money into that. And he's done a lot anyway, and I think the film actually delves quite nicely into that most people don't realize.
Speaking of starstruck, you must have been a little agog yesterday. You got to see Oprah walk in the red carpet.
Well, it was interesting. I mean, she was not exactly what I expected, but I don't get starstruck by someone like Oprah, I guess, but I think it's also that her persona in public, she's just very easygoing. She waves to people. She didn't really spend a lot of time with the fans, but she was, very forthcoming and open.
I always get the impression that at the end of the day, she is a bit of a down-to-earth person.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think so, too. And it's interesting, too, all the people who came with her. I mean, the opposite of that, although she was great with the fans, was Mariah Carey. Mary J. Blige was there, Robert De Niro. It was a great red carpet. It was one of the busiest I've seen this year, certainly.
I'm just going to ask this for the guys listening. How hot is Mariah Carey in person?
You know, I got to say, she has a beautiful face. She is,
her face? What were you looking at her face for? What are you talking about?
Well, as a photographer, I have to say she has great skin. I mean, it's kind of something you actually don't see that much, but she's pretty. I don't think she dresses right.
We'll ask you to contrast and compare, because last week when we talked to you, you were about to go to the opening night for TIFF. We had Megan Fox on the runway that night. Yesterday it was Mariah Carey. Contrast and compare the two. Which one's hotter?
Oh, Megan Fox is I think, far more beautiful. I think, actually, in terms of personality, this is going to sound weird, but I'd go with Mariah's. Very cool.
Very okay.
But Megan Fox had a very I was at one of the press conferences and on the red carpet. She's actually not what you'd expect of her. I don't think.
I took a little heat from my wife over the weekend. Stephanie believes I am talking too lovingly about Megan Fox, so I've got to ease up on the Megan Fox commentary. As far as movies go, that was the actual reason that you're there.
You'd be surprised, though. I mean, all the other stuff I do, I try and balance it out between interviews and red carpets and taking photos and Awesome, but no, I've actually seen quite a few movies for a change, which is nice.
What's the best movie you've seen so far?
You know, it's a tough one, actually. I was going to say Coen Brothers, The Serious Man. It certainly is. I think it is probably the best that I've seen so far.
Who's in A Serious Man, and what's it about?
To be honest, I mean, it's not a very well-known cast, but it's about... It's about a guy living in the 60s and how he's dealing with the troubles in his life.
Really?
And it's very much a Jewish film. Like, it's very religious.
Right.
But it is amazingly well made. Like, just from beginning to end, not a second wasted.
Okay. What was the other one that you really...
Well, Cairo Time. I just saw that. It's a very small production. Ruben Atta is the director. It's about a woman, Patricia Clarkson, goes to Cairo to visit her husband and ends up spending the time with one of his friends instead.
Oh.
It's kind of a romantic, not really romantic, but, you know, that mood there.
Yeah.
Drama.
Okay.
Jennifer's Body, on the other hand, eh.
Oh, yeah, not a great, that's the Megan Fox movie.
That's the Megan Fox movie. It was okay, actually. It's better than I expected, but the direction wasn't as good as it should have been.
Okay.
But Megan plays a demonically possessed teenager who consumes men.
I'm not going there.
No.
I'm not going there. I've been told.
We'll leave that one alone.
I got my warning shot. Listen, what, Clooney, were you there around the Clooney thing? Clooney seemed to have them all cracked up. I think he's taking a stand-up act on the road or something.
Clooney is, you know what the problem is? That all the media at the press conferences try and ask him personal questions, and he will not answer them. And his tact now, instead of being angry or defensive, he just diverts them to jokes. And, I mean, although that said, people ask serious questions, and he diverted those to jokes too, but... Anyway, he was fantastic. He was a great guy.
Yeah. He's there for a couple of movies, right?
Yes, and, you know, there's some Oscar buzz, although, you know, to be honest, I haven't seen either of his films, so I can't say much, but Men Who Stare at Goats is the funnier one, and I'm blanking on the second
something
film.
In
that's the one that's getting
the air that I breathe, or the air up there, or...
Up there, yeah. Something
up there.
Yeah.
Oprah's movie with the Mariah Carey with the Precious.
That
one, you know, I mean, they're talking about it being really raw and really, you know, it's not, this certainly won't be the feel-good movie of the year.
No, and it's a disturbing film as well.
Mm-hmm.
And but that is getting serious Oscar buzz, including, as I think we talked about before, for Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. I mean, I think it's interesting that Mariah was able to set herself aside and do this film. Like, I think her glam image takes over too much. So
right.
That
could be a new career for her.
Absolutely.
We seem to have, you know, did we hit the motherlode of stars this weekend? Is there anybody big still to come?
There are still lots of stars coming this week. To be honest, I don't have the list in front of me, but
that's
there
all
are
right.
Quite a few left. There are lots of red carpets.
All right.
I think the mother load is certainly behind us, unfortunately. the final weekend is a little quieter.
And Colin Farrell got into a little mix-up along the red carpet. As you know, it's kind of like what Kanye West did last night. It's kind of something you'd expect, right?
Well, it's interesting, though. I mean, I have the unique perspective in the sense that I'm on the red carpet with the photographers. I wasn't there that night, but, I mean, the problem is, as a photographer, our biggest problem is that you get these people wandering out onto the red carpet in front of the stars.
Yeah.
And it's the worst thing. Like, I actually had a problem shooting Jennifer's Body the red carpet because they had a rave going on out on the red carpet, and we couldn't get any photos.
Right.
So the photographer yelled at them to clear the red carpet and then yelled to get the woman or get her off the red carpet or something. And that's when Colin Farrell, of course, is like, you can't talk about my sister like that.
I know.
So it was partly that the photographer seems to have been yelling, and partly that Colin Farrell is very defensive.
And we should make the point that these photographers, I mean, this is the way some of these guys are making their living, and they can get a quite a nice penny if they get the good shot of so-and-so on the red carpet.
This is a big deal. I mean, and for the most part, this is seconds. Like, sometimes the stars don't stop where you want them to stop to take a photo. So
yeah.
You've got, you know, 30 seconds to a minute maybe to get a photo, and it's nerve-wracking. And I can't speak for how nerve-wracking it is for them making their careers off this, but, I mean, it's tough.
Are you posting your material on your website?
Yeah, I've got quite a few galleries up already. There's some the Men with Goats press conferences up there. There's a few shots from last night from Oprah.
Okay.
You can read my blog. I've got lots there, and I'm posting video later this week.
Excellent. It's thegate.ca. You can check out all of Andrew's fine work. We appreciate you sharing some of your time with us, and we'll catch up with you again on Thursday as the TIFF gets set to wind down this coming weekend. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Okay, be well, man. Be careful out there on that red carpet. It can get dangerous.
It can. I'll try.
Okay. Coming back, we got to get into Cole's notes. It's Neighbors and Friends. Talk 820 Time, 1137.